This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Last week, I was trolling through the pages of the local paper, and each and every week they put in a previous edition's front masthead of the paper, and there was a fascinating article on the front of the paper about a young lady who had got herself a job at a bank, and it was the first time that a female had been employed outside of Adelaide in South Australia. It made front page news, and it's taken me about a week, but I have got the lady concerned on the line. Yvonne Agos, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yvonne, you got your photo on the front page of the paper back in 1968. How was it?
Well, it was a surprise, and I was quite young and I was quite embarrassed. But looking back, I guess it was a big thing for women.
It was huge because, I mean, obviously you made it to the front page in 1968. Did you know at the time that you were applying for a position that you were going to be making headlines?
Well, I was already in the bank for 4 years.
Yeah.
And the Commonwealth Bank decided to open up opportunities for women. So they suggested that I take that role as a teller. It was always for males. And there were about three or four females in the city, female tellers, and I was the first one in the country in the Commonwealth Bank.
What was it like being a female teller? And did the boys give you any stick for it?
Well, they did at first, unfortunately. And I do believe that I was sent off to do an errand one day and the manager brought them all together and said, look, this is how it's going to be. But it was great being a teller. It was very busy. We usually had three tellers. Customers didn't have to wait then. If there were two tellers on and there were a lot of customers lining up, they'd soon put another teller on. I remember they sent me off for a pistol shooting practice. Well, I wouldn't dare touch that pistol, but that was part of it. And it was a really good job, very busy. You had to be very accurate, but it was wonderful.
Yvonne, how long did you spend with the bank?
I was there 6 years. And in that time, we had to leave when we got married.
Really?
Yes. You wouldn't believe it now.
My goodness. So obviously you met a fella, you met the man of your dreams. What happened?
Well, I married and moved out of Mount Gambier and moved off. It was a few years after that they allowed women to stay, married women to stay, and brought married women back in because I was busy then having children.
And Yvonne, what has happened as a result? I mean, it's been 50 years essentially since the photo in the paper. You've obviously had children and had a fantastic family. Tell me a little bit about you now.
Well, within my husband's job, we moved a lot. I had four children. We had four children. And, yes, and I didn't work for 20 years because I moved because of my husband's career. But then after 20 years, I found I needed to go back into the workforce, and the banking experience did do me well. I moved into accounts, did a subject, introductory accounting, and moved into, not as an accountant, but moved into accounts and working in quite a few companies. They trained me as I went. And in the end, I could do the whole module, all the modules of accounting.
Yvonne, I got to say, it is a fantastic to be able to have a chat to you. It was a sensational photo in the pages of the paper last week, and it's so hard to believe how far we have come from 1968 when just having a job as a frontline teller, being a female, was front page news. You were a trailblazer in your time, and it has been sensational to be able to talk to you on radio this morning.
Oh, that's wonderful. I was surprised it came up again, but looking back, it was a big thing and good for women, and it has progressed from there.
Yvonne, lovely to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to us.
You're very welcome.
On 963 Triple M, Yvonne Agos having a chat to us this morning. And if you'd like to check out last week's Border Watch from Tuesday, you'll find a very young Yvonne Agos at the age of 22 working for the Commonwealth Bank as a frontline teller for the first time.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.